Listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A series of scares in the air and at airports across the country. The latest, a man under arrest after investigators say he had an explosive device in his checked luggage at Allentown Airport in Pennsylvania. He's due in court today. And in another incident, severe turbulence on a Lufthansa flight from Austin, Texas to Germany sent seven people to the hospital and shook up everyone.
It was all of a sudden we lifted up. And then we started dropping down really fast.
Passenger Susan Zimmerman is 5 months pregnant. She is okay after the flight made an emergency landing at Washington's Dulles Airport. Closing arguments continue today in the Alec Murdoch trial in South Carolina. He's charged with killing his wife and their son. Lead prosecutor Creighton Waters delivered his closing yesterday, telling jurors he believes Murdoch had two guns.
He's thought through this. He's going to use two guns because it's going to confuse people that perhaps there were two shooters.
This is ABC News. Russia this morning saying Ukrainian forces have crossed over its border, attacking villages in western Russia. And at the G20 summit in India, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting briefly with Russia's foreign minister, the first high-level meeting between the two countries in months. A TikTok video posted by one of the most popular college gymnasts on the internet is raising concerns.
Between attending classes in Baton Rouge and representing LSU in gymnastics competitions, Olivia Dunn has amassed 7 million followers on TikTok. In a video posted over the weekend, she appears to use Cactus AI to write an essay for her. LSU instructor Lori Favella is telling her students,
I still want them to write their own papers. I want them to do their own work.
But she admits the genie is out of the bottle.
I'm looking at ways to, utilize the technology to help them.
LSU warns that students who use AI to cheat on assignments could face discipline. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Faith Abube, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republicans say they have to be careful with Wisconsin's $7 billion budget surplus. Senator Howard Markwein says the surplus is made up of a lot of one-time money.
This two-year budget with all that one-time cash there, anybody could put that budget together, I think. It's going to be to do it in a manner that is sustainable well into the future.
Markwein tells WisPolitics.com the state will have to increase pay for state workers to stay competitive and keep up with inflation. Assembly Speaker Robin Moss says he's considering proposing tolls to Wisconsin interstates to pay for road construction and maintenance. The idea of tollways in Wisconsin has been bandied about for years but hasn't found much support. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night for their 16th win in a row. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Pardon me, do you have change for a quarter? I gotta make a phone call. Thank you. Boy, I hope this woman don't take me through no changes today, because I had a hard day today, man. You know, let me see what's happening at the address before I go home. How you doing? I hope you're fine. Did your day take you through changes and mess up your mind? I just called to say that I'm on my way. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I hope you're in a good mood. You know a man's home is his castle, and I'm coming home to groove. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I'll see you when I get there. And you be.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, if you're trying to get in the last hour, now's a good time. And we'll go back and hear what it is you wanted to say. Call right now, again, 844-967-2789. Let me do this in the interim. Is America a great nation? Is America a great nation? And the question becomes, why? What makes it a great nation? It's one thing for us to say those words, but do we really believe that? You know, this is an article in the Nation of Change this morning. And it says, the massive roadblocks, and it's by Michael Payne. The massive roadblocks standing in the way of American greatness. Can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? Again, this is by Michael Payne. It is in today's Nation of Change, the massive roadblocks standing in the way of American greatness. Did I just hear someone say, wait a minute, America is already a very great country? Well, I guess that's the general belief that's been planted in the minds of Americans for some time. Now, very sad to say, it's just not the case. And here are various reasons why. Before I get into some of the reasons that Mr. Payne has listed as reasons why it's not a great nation, if you've been around any period of time, you've received some bills, right? If you've ever been in the hospital or if you've ever went to the emergency room and you have insurance, and You thought everything was taken care of. And then out of the clear blue, you wind up with these bills from the hospital. I mean, maybe I'm the only person that that's happened to, but I'm sure I'm not. And so what they're called is basically they're like ghost bills. You know, if you've ever had surgery and you thought that all these bills were taken care of because you have insurance, and then out of the clear blue, years later, you wind up with these medical bills coming to your home, $800. I'm like, what? $800 from what, 2006? And I wind up with a bill that you don't want to get on your credit, so you're not going to battle with these people. What these bills are called, they're called surprise medical bills. Now, maybe it's just me. Maybe because I have a big mouth, right? And a platform in which to run my big mouth. Maybe that's why I was getting these bills many years after I should have been receiving any medical bills. But I know that's not the case, because I know that Congress and the Senate has now began to crack down on what they call surprise medical bills. The Biden administration and Congress have made multiple efforts to crack down on surprise medical bills to protect patients from exorbitant out-of-network bills that people receive from the hospitals. So our government knows that this has been occurring. Man, I don't know how many of those I paid because I knew it was way years after my surgery and that I shouldn't have been owing any of those things because I had insurance. But yet the bills showed up and we wound up paying those bills. We have a government that knew these things were happening and yet continued to allow the hospitals to continue to send those bills, ghost bills, to the American people who, again, trust our government is going to do what's right. Well, now, after all these decades under President Joe Biden, they're doing and attempting to stop what they call surprise medical bills. And I will say to you, there should have never been an opportunity for there to be surprise medical bills, because we should have been doing what's right in the first place. Who made it okay to allow corporations to send these medical bills that weren't true? And we wound up having to pay them. How many of us wound up having to pay those exorbitant bills that we didn't even owe? Well, then they got the poor guy who's, you know, didn't pay his tickets. And we go after that guy, you know. Guy's got too many tickets. He's a criminal. We've got to lock him up. So we'll get that guy. We got to get him. We'll send the police after him. But yet, the corporations can do this, and we don't go after them. You know, again, it's because we talk about whether or not we live in this great nation. And what I say to you is that, you know, we can talk about, you know, whether or not this is the greatest nation on earth. But, you know, what's that old axiom? The proof is in the pudding. So here's here's my Oh, here it is. Okay. So again, here's the question. Is America a great nation? First of all, I'm going to continue to hammer on and harangue about this out-of-control situation in which there are hundreds of mass shootings and many thousands of Americans slaughtered by guns all over this country. America will never become a great nation until it finally addresses the monstrous problem and has treated it, you know, properly. Can we be a great nation as people continue to get slaughtered on the streets of our country? It's a legitimate question. Or do we just ignore that? Do great nations allow the slaughters that take place on a daily basis inside their borders? Can they be great? I would say absolutely. This is a monumental problem that a great nation should be able to fix. You know, we already know what's coming. We know that time and time again, people are going to continue to get slaughtered in this nation. And more so than all the rest of the nations almost combined, especially by guns, than all the rest of the nations combined on a planet. The amount of people who get shot down in this country is an eyesore. It is, in fact, a calumny to what happens elsewhere in the world. And we cannot be a great nation as long as the American people are shot down in the streets like the OK Corral. Been going on forever in this country. Continues to go on every day in this country. You got to challenge a nation that can't seem to figure this out. So can't be a great nation, in my opinion, as long as that kind of killing continues to happen. Now, we'll go here. And listen, we'll do it after break. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 967-2789. Got a lot more to talk about. Just you and I. Oh, and Calvin. We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
Team Clean in Kewaunee reminds listeners the results of child abuse are devastating. Every year, millions of children are subjected to it and many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them as children influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from Team Clean in Kewaunee. Give them a call today at 920-255-5975. 920-255-5975. A safe and healthy childhood should last a lifetime.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't.
Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The question is, again, whether or not there are roadblocks that are in the way that prevent America from being a great nation. Can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? This is by Michael Payne, and it's in this morning's The Nation of Change. And so he was talking about, you know, the fact that can't we be a great nation when we continue to see all of the blood that flows in the streets on a daily basis in this nation. This is such a horrific situation, he says, that there is nowhere in this country, not one place, where you or I or our kids, our grandchildren can go where we cannot be gunned down. Probably by some kind of military-style weapon, our kids are being slaughtered in schools across the country on and on and on. There have been 67 mass shootings in America so far this year. The Republican politicians are complicit in the murders. It's murder by association of these children and other Americans. Any one of them that black solid gun legislation should be in effect, indicted, convicted, and jailed, but yet they remain above the law. They're the worst kind of human beings who have the power, no question about that, and absolutely refuse to use it to stop the never-ending slaughters in this country. There's no question that that is 100% accurate. Nobody can tell me. Again, no other nation deals with that more than we do in this country. And yet, we can never be a great nation as long as that happens. We can't continue to allow this madness to go on. Something really has to take place. And Republicans have to get to a point where they're not owned and bought and controlled by the gun lobbies. That's not him, that's me. There are five Republicans: Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, and Ron Johnson, who really at the root of this continue to ignore what all of us know is a black eye in this nation, and why this has to be fixed. Here's another one. The Supreme Court. Now let's talk about, again, can America be a great nation when she's dealing with these issues? Can the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, continue to ignore what we all know is criminal activity by Donald Trump? They know. We all know. Why are they afraid to address what we all know is clearly something that has to be addressed, and that's Donald Trump and all the things that he's up against? Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. By the time we get through this, you'll be calling. Because the bottom line is, it's true. Let's stop talking about how great we are. We can be that. And we should be that. But we aren't now. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A series of scares in the air and at airports across the country. The latest, a man under arrest after investigators say he had an explosive device in his checked luggage at Allentown Airport in Pennsylvania. He's due in court today. And in another incident, severe turbulence on a Lufthansa flight from Austin, Texas to Germany sent seven people to the hospital and shook up everyone.
It was all of a sudden we lifted up
And then we started dropping down really fast.
Passenger Susan Zimmerman is 5 months pregnant. She is okay after the flight made an emergency landing at Washington's Dulles Airport. Closing arguments continue today in the Alec Murdoch trial in South Carolina. He's charged with killing his wife and their son. Lead prosecutor Creighton Waters delivered his closing yesterday, telling jurors he believes Murdoch had two guns.
He's thought through this. He's going to use two guns because it's going to confuse people that perhaps there were two shooters.
This is ABC News.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. The 2015 Supreme Court case, Obergefell v. Hodges, led to the legal, national recognition of marriage equality. But that protection is in the crosshairs of the same people who killed the protections provided by Roe v. Wade. I was part of an interview with Jim Obergefell recently, and he said, if you're part of a marginalized group, you'd better be out there fighting for the rights of other communities being targeted by the extreme right wing as well.
Many of us are going to be and have been excluded from We the People. And there are a lot of people in this country who want that and are more than happy to exclude others because they think it makes them feel safer. We have got to use our voice at the ballot box every single election.
You can catch Up North News Radio weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on Civic Media radio stations around Wisconsin and more of our work at upnorthnewswi.com.
5 hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
A prosecutor and now a circuit court judge. That's Janet Protasiewicz. On the Supreme Court, Judge Janet will be an impartial, common sense judge who will fight against extremism. Raised in a working class family and daughter to a Catholic school teacher, Judge Janet worked her way through college as a waitress. She knows the value of hard work. After law school, Janet didn't go to a big fancy corporate law firm. She became a prosecutor. And for 25 years, she put murderers, rapists, and child sexual predators behind bars. Judge Janet has seen up close what crime can do to a community. And on the court, she'll work to protect public safety. That's why Judge Janet is backed by law enforcement across Wisconsin. She's running for Supreme Court because we need more common sense and less extremism on the bench. Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's the change Wisconsin needs. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The question becomes, the massive roadblock standing in the way of American greatness, can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? This is by Mr. Michael Payne. It's in this morning's The Nation of Change, and he was talking about as long as all of these, deaths continue to happen, the more people are gunned down, can can we continue? Can we be looked at as a great nation? You know, can a nation such as America that has the power to stop this continued carnage but will not be considered great? Not a chance. This shows that this current American society, with so many murders within it, is one of the most dangerous in the world. Think not, totally disagree, then open your eyes, watch the carnage happen right before them, and think more deeply. Let's talk about the highest court in the land, the United States Supreme Court. This court at the top of the U.S. justice system should be a perfect model for all courts in this country. It should be totally above all outside influences, and it should refuse to be politicized. That was the case once before in the history of our nation. Very sad to say that now is not the case, and the current court is heavily politicized, and its Republican justices no longer even try to hide that fact. Again, that's true. We can't be all the things that we've been told that we are and that we continue to talk about on a daily basis when the highest court in the land is not free and is not going to be righteous in the decisions that it's made, that it is controlled. How can any of us, and we know this is not being cynical, we know that our Supreme Court is for sale. I don't know, maybe it's always been that way, but there's been times in my life when I know that wasn't the case. You know, because I remember the Supreme Court during the 60s. When the civil rights battles were going on, and that Supreme Court was able to overcome and do what was right, regardless of how much money was put together to support those who did not want to see justice, especially as it was related to the discriminatory practices in this country. The Supreme Court stood up and fought and opened the doors and made it possible for America to correct itself. Where is that taking place today? You cannot see that anywhere. So if we're talking about America's greatness and we're not romanticizing with that, but really, in our guts, know that what's happening on the level in with the United States Supreme Court is not right, then when you ask the question whether or not we are a great nation, again, you have to honestly say no. Because, you know, Roe versus Wade was just overturned. You know, Roe versus Wade was put in place by a different Supreme Court that wasn't controlled by entities outside of that. That was a great Supreme Court. That was when America showed signs of greatness. We're talking about today. We're not talking about yesterday. We're talking about America of today. And so now that it has been slanted, the United States Supreme Court, Republican justices, don't even try to hide the fact that they are Republican justices. Don't even try to hide it. So if they're not, and justice is not going to be blind with them, and we know it's not, then the question is asked, can we be a great nation? And the answer to that, again, based on what's happening with the laws of the land, the answer is absolutely not. That justice system has at least five investigations going dealing with Donald Trump. And they've been going on for years. Grand juries, every other day there's a grand jury going after Donald Trump. And yet there's been no indictments of any kind. And yet Merrick Garland has not been able to close these investigations and bring about justice because apparently they're afraid to do the right thing and indict a man that has been lawless from the inception of his, building of his empire, and that's Donald Trump. Why? All kinds of investigations going on Donald Trump, and yet he remains free and actually going to be able to run for president of the United States. Hey, America, does that make us great? Is that the sign of a great nation? The fact that the justice system that's supposed to be blind isn't blind because of a man who has power? Ask yourself the question. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Stop me at any point in this discussion when we're not telling the truth. Then, our Congress, $174,000 a year. That's how much many of them make. And yet, as a legislative body, they can't fix the issues in our country. You know why? Because they are bound by lobbyists who we know give them money. It's not secret anymore. How can we be a great nation when our elected officials are bought and paid for, and we all know it? We know it. And we aren't willing to take that on. Is that the sign of a great nation? The constituents don't have any control. The lobbyists do. I ask you, is that the sign of a great nation? Or is that the sign of a nation that is in trouble and has been for far too long? Hey, America, greatest nation on earth. If it's the greatest nation on earth, justice and fair dealing should be a part of that, at least in the way I live my life. Fair dealing should be included in that. And is our nation fair dealing? The answer to that is no. Freedom of speech, right? We supposedly have freedom of speech. In some instances, we do. I can't sit here and say that we don't have freedom of speech at all, and I'm on the air talking about the shortcomings of our nation. There's some instances where there is some freedom of speech. There are other instances where, that's not the case. So I'm kind of ambivalent on the freedom of speech part of it. But I do know there's a price to be paid for the so-called freedoms that we have when it comes to speech. Let me ask you something. Can America be considered a great nation when 22 million of the citizens are millionaires? Nothing wrong with people who've been able to figure the system out, and 22 million have become millionaires. 725 are billionaires. And corporate America is making billions in profits by controlling Congress. Is America a great nation? 844-967-2789. We tout that. We wave the flag. You know, and so we don't want to address whether or not these things that I'm saying are true. The CEOs make 400 times more than the average worker. Is that a great nation? 400 times and climbing. On the other side of the ledger, 40 million people living in poverty. Nearly 600,000 homeless. 42 million living on food stamps. 63% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. A nation in which vast wealth is at the top, while millions upon millions are struggling, does not meet the definition of greatness. It's not greatness. It's shameful. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Is America a great nation? The ratio situation that exists in this nation and has since its inception and has not been rectified, that still goes on to this day in this country. Is America a great nation? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Listen, I understand that it hurts when we bring these things up. But why should we fear the truth? You know, a great nation would address the wealth issue and inequities that our nation faces. That's what a great nation would do. It wouldn't continue to ignore it as these inequities on wealth continue to expand. We know it. Some of us in the listening audience are on the other side of that ledger, or our loved ones, our families, who struggle and work every day and can't seem to make things work out for them and their families. Is America a great nation? 844-967-2789 is the number. You don't have to be afraid. I'm the one doing the talking. Nobody's coming after you. I'm the person doing the talking. We'll be right back. He's gonna sit by her window.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockhonson.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back for thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Tom, I'll come to you in a second. Here's some typical characteristics of great nations with great leaders. Clear, solid objectives with leaders that have the knowledge and motivation to achieve them. Wealth. Not only at the top, but also in a robust and thriving middle and lower class, and middle and lower class. Hang on. Okay. Then initiate action. There is a justice system that brings lawbreakers to justice and is fair to all. A nation with extensive global influence. That is appreciated and welcomed. Possession of necessary military power, but is not used to dominate other nations to ignite illegal wars. A nation with peace and prosperity where people work together for common good. This is what a good nation is and should be. Strong leaders who inspire and motivate citizens to help initiate new developments. Government initiatives and actions designed to improve the lives of the nation's citizens. Where is that at? How many of these characteristics does the America of today possess? Can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? I'm afraid a jury of its peers would decide that, sad to say, it's not. It doesn't meet the standards of truly great nations, but it might be one day. If its government, its leaders, and its people adopt and follow above listed characteristics of great nations. And again, that is a great article in this morning's Nation of Change by Mr. Michael Payne. Tom from LA, you say what, my friend?
I think we just need to really examine to ourselves, according to those definitions, we are not a great nation.
We're not, man. We just are not a great nation.
And you know what, Earl? Until we actually admit it to ourselves, then we might have the potential to be a great nation. Just like an alcoholic, just like whoever, if you can't admit your problem, you're never, ever going to, you know, be able to change it. And we the people really need to look at ourselves in that. The other thing, too, is we really need to look at it instead of just doing lip service and saying we're a great nation. Also, we say that we care about our children. We really need to examine our conscience and decide, and really figure out, do we really care about our children collectively? Because my answer to that that's the biggest lie in the world on the corporate media and everything like that we care about our children. Because we don't. If we did, we would have gun safety laws in place. If we did, we would have good meals for them to be able to, be able to flourish. If we did, we would have, Medicare for all.
Tom, let me ask you, man, why are the American people so afraid to admit that we are not this great nation? And maybe people think that.
I think it goes back to Neanderthals that they think weakness is bad. And the thing is, you never gain strength until you actually, look at your weaknesses. I mean, when you're an athlete and you're playing sports, you look at what your weakness is, and then that's what you work on.
Well,
you have to admit it to yourself that you actually have a problem.
Tom, I think what it is we live in a nation where people say, well, I'm doing fine. I got some money in the bank. I got a nice house. I live in a nice place. Nobody's being killed where I live. We've got great schools. I've got a pension plan. And nobody I know is on food stamps. And everybody I know is doing well. It is a great nation. But what they fail to understand is they can say that, for me, right? Me. But as you stated, we the people, which includes all people. And the fact that we have a nation that we know so many people struggle in, and that doesn't have to be the case. America can never be a great nation. I'm sorry, it can't. If we know that our fellow countrymen are struggling the way that they are. And we know that doesn't have to be the case. And we know in many instances is because of wicked government and wicked businesses that bleed the many people in this country who can't figure this out, man. We'll never be great. If we're going to take advantage of people who don't know any better, then how is that a good thing, Tom? It can never be.
I think one thing that we all need to realize is the difference between public and private. And the thing is, you're talking about even free speech. I'm sorry, people, but when you have a private entity, you do not have free speech. That is a private ownership business. That's private ownership. Public means that, yes, you do have free speech. So people need to start learning the difference between public versus private. And public is we the people collectively with our taxes. Private is an individual that runs a corporation or a business.
All right, Tom, we gotta go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
All your teachers start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
they're the one who's coming out.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now on.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And